Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. Last time he took the mound, right-hander Brandon Lawson threw eight scoreless innings. That was a career high, and he joins us now on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up. He's making the start today against the Bowie Bay Sox. Brandon, last time you took the hill, how did that all come together?
If you would ask me before the game, if I expected to do something like that, I would have told you you're crazy. But, I mean, I go into every start expecting to do great, but just the way that things were unraveling before the start, I wasn't expecting it to be a good one. I felt great going out there, warming up and stuff, and then I go into the bullpen, and I had trouble throwing everything arm side, and, you know, I'm asking Dish, you know, what's going on, man? Like, do you see something that's going on? And I thought the game was over before it even started, but, you know, I get out there on the mound, and everything starts to fall in place. And, you know, the rest is history. But, I mean, I like to say with pitchers a lot, usually if you have a bad bullpen, you're going to throw a good game. You have a good bullpen, it's kind of the opposite way. So it's kind of quite funny how it worked. But, I was definitely happy with the results there.
Once you get through that first inning, does anything that happens in the bullpen before the game kind of go out the window?
Yeah, I think, you know, once I started to see that everything's starting to sync up a lot better than everything in the bullpen, you know, kind of erases itself, and you just worry about the now rather than the past or, you know, future.
It seemed like early on in your start, it was the slider that was really working especially well, more than it had maybe in recent starts. And I know that's a pitch that you've been trying to build some trust with over the last few weeks or so. How do you feel that slider's come along?
Every bullpen session that we've went into, I've really focused on that the most, to have it come back, because I know, you know, if it's there, it's a good piece to have. And especially go off my two seam and have it, you know, go the opposite way is a big key for me. I think with the way that my body and my arm slot were syncing up, and I kept my hands within myself, which is a big problem of mine usually when I throw a slider, kind of shift out, and I stayed within myself and just threw it like a fastball. And I saw earlier on that it was going to be pretty good, and I trusted myself late in the game and stayed there and got better as the game went on. So, they really weren't doing anything with it, so I stuck with it, and, you know, the results are what they were. So,
as the start progressed, how did you feel about your other pitches?
To be honest, everything was pretty much there. I saw that I felt like I had really good command with my fastball. Probably the best it's been all year as far as being able to spot up, you know, to the other to both sides of the box, and being able to kind of put it where I wanted, which I haven't been really able to do lately. I felt like I've been kind of out of whack as far as my mechanics go, and last start it all fell into place. And with the other pitches, changeup comes and goes during the starts. Curveball is pretty much always there, being able to make it a little sharper and stuff. I'm able to go back and forth with a little bit as well. So I was very pleased with the results.
Chatting here with Brandon Lawson on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. In that last start, ultimately eight scoreless innings, but the first six innings were hitless. Was that something that was in the back of your head at all?
I started to kind of think about it after the third inning. It's not like you're not trying to look at the scoreboard, but you do see it. But I didn't really focus on being hitless. I just tried to, go out there and, keep runs off the board for my team and everything, and just have it be a quality start. I didn't expect to go six or seven scoreless, because I'm a guy, a secret baller, so people are going to put balls in contact. So I'm just trying to get soft contact where my defense can play behind me and get outs, and get back to hitting.
When you're coming back into the dugout inning after inning, are the guys leaving you alone at that point?
They didn't really do anything, too much different. Me and Marte just, talked about what we're going to do to guys and what we're seeing from the previous at-bats and everything. But everyone, dap you up as you come in the dugout and everything. And, they didn't really say too much. But, it's nothing really new. You kind of leave pitchers alone and let them be in their own little world during the starts and stuff. And, just let them be themselves.
Did pressure build for you as the game went on when your opponent was also putting up zeros?
I didn't really think too much about him. I knew coming into the game that he's been a pretty good pitcher this year so far. He's got a lot of talk about him. He put up zeros as I did, same thing. And, I just went a little further. And, their bullpen was able to, help preserve that as well. And I'm just trying to do better than the other pitcher is really every start. So that way my team has a good chance to win.
Brandon Lawson joining us on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. Brandon, this 8 scoreless innings, first time a Flying Squirrels pitcher has gone 8 innings of the season, first time you've gone 8 innings in your career. It came after a couple of starts that were a little bit bumpier and a little bit shorter. What was something between those starts and your last one that you really focused on changing?
I really didn't focus on changing too much. I just knew that kind of my mechanics and stuff were kind of out of whack a little bit. So I just tried to slow myself down this start and, just pitch to what I know what I'm able to do best, and that's get ground balls and get soft contact. So I really honestly didn't try to do too much. Two previous starts is kind of, day games. Day games feel a little different as a pitcher. You're going out there in the heat rather than, kind of coming in at 6:30 and it's a little cooler and in the shade and everything like that. So mentally, I think that's just basically the difference, is trying to settle yourself down in the heat with rather than being in the cool.
Day game today, thankfully a little bit cooler than it was over the last weekend when temperatures were up above 100 degrees. You're from Florida, though. You're kind of used to that heat and maybe the humidity a little bit. How do you plan on dealing with that?
I've been doing a pretty good job of hydrating myself, coming into the start day and being able to come in here and have a ice rag or something like that, or just being able to stay hydrated during the middle of the game and really just stay as cool as possible until I go back out there.
All right, Brandon, thanks very much. Best of luck today.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
We'll be right back in the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. The starting lineups are next on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.